Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, I have two things to do. Firstly, I have to say to Vladimir, good morning.
Good morning,
good
Marty.
Morning, my friend. And secondly, I have to say thanks very much. It was lovely to see you. So don't move an inch, OK? Don't move an inch.
FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
It's not that we forgot you.
I was only saying to producer Ian, I was this morning is very chaotic across the board.
Do you find that?
I don't know.
It's
very hectic this morning.
Hectic is a good word.
Yeah.
Hectic, I like hectic. Anyway, so what have you got today then?
So we'll start in Cork, and the N40 is heavy heading westbound between the Duncattle Interchange and Junction 8 Douglas. Limerick's Tipperary Road is heavy heading towards the M7, and in Galway, the Tuam Road will slow you down from the Parkmore Road towards Bohun the Drav. Elsewhere in Kildare, the M7 is heavy northbound from Junction 8 Johnstown towards the M50. And finally in Dublin, the M50 southbound is heaviest between Junction 4 Ballymun and Junction 12 Firhouse, where a collision has just been cleared. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
I wouldn't say they noticed anything.
No, not at all.
Say nothing.
Not at all.
Shh, keep it to yourself. Vladimir, how are you, my friend?
Really well.
Good man. I don't awake you now or anything. Listen, it's good to have you here this morning. Firstly, you're up to your eyes in work. You are a busy bee. You're flitting everywhere.
Not complaining, yes.
No, but you have a big event which is coming our way at the Three Arena. Now, look what I found at home.
You kept it.
I've kept the programme. So I have all the biography information I could possibly need, so I can stand down all the crew. The last time you played, one of the things I loved about it was all the pictures of you as a small boy and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. How have you been, my friend?
Very good.
You look like a fellow who's working out, dancing, swimming, or doing something. There isn't a pick on you.
It's just dancing on the stage.
Is that what it is?
Or when I practice, I actually do absolutely nothing else physically.
You're very lucky.
I should. Perhaps.
Perhaps, but not necessarily, because you look terrific. But you're obviously in flying form, which is great. Now, talk to me about the Three Arena, because this is becoming a thing now, which is quite lovely.
It is indeed, and it's a family tradition, and it took us a little while to get used to the venue and to be really, you know, sort of comfortable in there. But it was a big move, you know, going from the National Concert Hall and straight, you know, into such a large stage where you have to build everything from the scratch. That was the biggest, you know, sort of difference.
Yes.
Where before all you had to sort of focus on was music arrangements and, you know, the sort of production, musical. But now suddenly you have to design the stage. You have to design so many different details.
See, I think that's the thing. People suddenly go, hang on a second. Here we are. And you go into the Three Arena, and it's an empty room.
Yes.
And it's vast.
And you have a limited amount of time when you have to do everything. All the trucks come in and you have people like ants, you know, hanging off the ropes and lifting things up.
But the joke is you could be on today and tomorrow or even later could be the Rolling Stones, quite frankly.
We are dealing with. There are events every single day. The fact that I'm doing my event at 4:30 in the afternoon because I'm trying not to be too late on Sunday, I think it's nice for the families and so on.
Surely.
Or people who'd like to come back and travel perhaps back home.
Yeah.
That's the earliest possible time we can do it because
it's
there is an event the night before. Yeah, it has to be emptied.
Exactly.
Yes.
So you're on the 15th of December.
That's correct.
That's when you're on, and you're on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
4:30.
I better get that right. Now we went, and I have to say there might be other shows, but we thoroughly enjoyed it. It was just a gorgeous. And it's interesting because you can be shopping in the morning, you can be going for your lunch or whatever, the way it works in that circle. And it's close enough to Christmas without being on top of Christmas. So the date is did you pick the date?
Yes.
Yeah. 15th of December makes a lot of sense.
I think it's people go, as you said, for a bit of, of shopping, some bit to eat, and then join us and my family for Lady Dove Christmas
you could
treat.
Go and you, I'm just thinking, you could get the. I've forgotten. You could get the messages. Isn't there a Dunn Stores beside the Three Arena now?
I don't know.
I think there is. I think there is. You could go shopping. You do. You could get the weekly shop. There are other shops, by the way. But there is. I think there is. I'm not sure. And there's no sign that I can see, but maybe there is. So look, talk to me about who's going to be there. Firstly, for those who might remember, this is a little bit of your mum.
Yes.
Which is Mascagni, the intermezzo.
Yes.
This is just give people just a little. Oh, no, that's the kids. That's the cousins. No, that's the kids. We need the cousins. Let them play. Now, clearly proving again that that's not your mother. We are having a bit of a morning.
but there's also part of the show that was my two kids and with their two cousins from Innsbruck.
It was fabulous because how many children do you have?
I have four in total myself.
Exactly.
But the younger ones sort of enjoy the stage much more. And
exactly. And we were kind of going, wait a second, where would I? And but anyway, the cousins came, which I think was a gorgeous idea. That was lovely. And they were accompanied by a certain lady.
My wife.
Now, correct.
Yes.
And your wife's name is?
Nicola.
And she's lovely. And she is, she was singing as well. So, I mean, it's
she did her Santa Baby as well. We have a slightly different version for this year.
Do you?
It's going to be like a medley.
She's singing with your mother then, is she?
Oh, no. She's a big part of she did sing with my mom in 2019,
not
I think.
Santa
they did
Baby,
a version.
She didn't.
No, it was Ave Maria.
that'll be nice. You have your mom now. Of course, it may end up being you and Anton. We don't know what way this is going to go now. But let's see if this is your mum. You know, everybody loves that piece of music. It just has an effect on people. Your mum is travelling as we speak. She's travelling for music as well, currently.
She was travelling a lot for music in the past now, but at the moment she's looking after our granny. She's a holy lady now.
Yeah.
Our granny is 94.
And good for her.
But unfortunately, she lost one of her legs, so she's stuck to a wheelchair.
Oh, right, okay.
But, you know, she still can travel. It's never too late. She was saying before about...
But your mum is travelling with her, obviously.
With her, because she does need someone. So she was actually in Switzerland, in Lugano, last weekend, and I seen her there.
This is where Anton is.
Yes.
And he's playing there.
Yes, we were having concert there last Sunday.
Astonishing.
And she's coming again to see what's new this year. And
is she?
Oh, she was a musician all her life, and even sometimes you have to speak a bit louder to her for conversation,
of course.
But she can hear everything. She will pick the violinist in the orchestra saying, oh, that one is not exactly there, and she would go, oh, the brass are doing well apart from this, and, you know, I'm not going to translate, but she hears everything. And
wow.
She would say the sound in there was incorrect and the musicians are not listening to you in this.
I presume she's a nice woman as well.
Oh, she's a very nice woman.
We should play Babushka.
Babushka.
We should play Babushka by Kate Bush. But that's wonderful that she's coming, that she's able and willing.
Yes,
and
but it's also the whole sort of idea of this show, and I'm so glad that we are not doing too many. We used to, like, back 10 years ago, sometimes I went all over the country and we did like 15 events, and I know it was nice for people that we came to their doorsteps, but I could feel that the show sometimes got a bit erect. You know, yeah, so, okay. You know, you go and you do the same thing every night and every night, and you can, perhaps it will be more perfect in terms of production, because it's very hard to do a perfect gig on the first last
and
night.
It's just the one, yes.
However, it's much more honest, because we really, truly enjoy that we are together and we are preparing for this. We talk about it. We talk among the siblings.
Yeah,
what
so
tunes
really
are we going to do?
As a special moment.
And then we really enjoy that moment. And, you know, like, it's not only the siblings' moment, babushka, but there is cousins and there is aunties and everyone flying in, and it's a family gathering.
We know you 100 years at this stage, and you've been sitting with me for years.
That's correct.
Are you, because I know what you're like, are you running this show yourself? Is this you hands-on, scenery,
yes,
bus rides, taxis,
yes,
passports, visas?
Yes.
Is that you?
That's
you astonish me. Because I knew, because when last time Anton was here,
yes,
and we were chatting about this, and he was saying to us as well, the fact that you're so hands-on. That you're also a promoter, of course.
You have to sell the tickets, you know. Yeah, and I'm the single man in terms of even hiring the venue and doing all the marketing and not speaking about the logistics. Yes, of course. I mean, I do help. I do get help from orchestra fixer, you know. So
yeah, but it's hands on. It's how you. But you see, you've always done that. That's always like when it was you and a violin.
It was just me on Grafton Street, you know, and I had my idea of how. What tunes to pick, and I was looking at people, like, what do they enjoy? Because for me, the biggest turning point were, and when I decided to go back and actually do the music, because I came here to Ireland 20 years ago to quit the music, end up on Grafton Street playing there out of necessity, not because I wanted to continue with the violin, but then I started to enjoy the entertainment. I started to enjoy the exchange of the energy, you know. You play something and people stop and they look and they perhaps start moving or they start dancing.
That's right.
And there were plenty of tunes I tried to play and I thought, oh, this is going to go down really well. And nobody cared.
And
I was, okay, I like it, but perhaps I keep this tune for myself.
Sure.
So it was a great testing grounds. And from there onwards, you know, when I decided I'm going to continue, I never stopped. And I tried all kinds of, you know, moves. A lot of them didn't work. I had to go back busking, pay my loans or so on, you know. But you learn and you know your audience and you know that you, what they expect, you know, what they want from you. And I think most important is the honesty.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that, but also the fact that you're giving great pleasure to people, and people love and really enjoy what you do.
That's what gives me buzz.
Well, absolutely, and I mean, you can see it when we go to the concerts and see the expression of people's faces, and it's, you know, they get a kick out of it. Now, I have you and Anton. I'm just going through. This is from the show.
This is from last year where you were, and I just thought to take a few snippets. By the way, it's not even mixed. It's just a recording from the camera from the hall.
From the camera. You clearly got a very good one. this is just a touch of Fairy Tale New York. Just a touch. You've got a chorus and everything singing along with that one, which is fantastic.
And the hall as well. Everyone in the hall singing.
Yeah, I know. Year. I know. There was horse coming out of the place. The other thing I found, which I enjoyed particularly, was the fact it's all ages. You've all ages coming to this. It's not just older people, younger people. It's everybody.
It's everyone. It's the families, and it's, you know, family, my family with other families, like my kids.
Yes.
At the end of the show, we're dancing on the side of the stage. And it's like all casual, as much as you would think, you know, it's a big stage and we have to be, you know, exact here and exact there. It was all about sort of relaxed atmosphere. Let's just enjoy the afternoon together.
It's a lovely idea.
If kids want to dance on the stage, go for it, you know, and audience is in the aisles. And
what I think is lovely, too, is the fact that you mix and match that it's a Christmas show, but there's all sorts. My sister and I were at Vladimir's concert last year in the front row, says Martina, in Tullamore. It was amazing. I'd advise anyone who hasn't seen it to go. It's a lovely treat. Did you send her money for this?
No.
She says, have a lovely, and she says, and good luck with the concert. So she's wishing you well.
Oh, thank you. There you are.
You see, and that is what it is. It's people kind of absorbing the thing and getting into it. All I Want for Christmas, I saw, I see she's got a wax work. I saw All I Want for Christmas is you. Isn't that Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey, yeah.
Yeah, I see she was in the paper yesterday. We sent out the picture on Twitter. She's got a wax work.
Is she?
You never, are you getting a wax work?
I don't know.
An image of her in wax.
Okay.
And it's the most lifelike thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, they're normally close, but not close enough necessarily. You want to see her. It's fantastic. But you're still doing
now.
That. Yeah, well, just an aside. It gives me an excuse to play this, you see. And I'm chatting with our pal Vladimir because it's Vladimir's Viennese Christmas, which is on Sunday the 15th of December, 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, you have the great Ava Dodd with you.
Yes.
Now, Ava sang at our concert, Marty in the evening, and she is fantastic. I met her again down in Wexford. She's such a great singer.
She's
on her way.
Uprising, yeah.
And
she's on her way, exactly.
She is fantastic.
She's young, but she has a lot in front of her.
Oh, she really has. She's fantastic. Sean Costello singing with
Sean Costello is with us since 2008 and never missed a season.
He's practically part of your family.
He's seen us grow up.
That's true. And you have the lovely Catherine Jenkins.
Yes.
Joining you this year as a special guest. Now, you've been pals for a long time, haven't you? You've known each other over the years.
With Catherine, we did do a good few events in the UK.
Yes, you did.
We were her special guest, so we are returning the favour.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing.
And we met in Isle of Man as well. But there was a nice story. It wasn't as nice for Nicola, perhaps, for my wife.
Yes.
One of our daughters, who is now singing on stage, who is 8 years old, was born on the same day I was performing with Catherine in Hampton Court Palace.
So, but you were born here.
She was born in Ireland, so yes. I remember rushing to the airport in the morning and straight into the hospital to see.
Good Lord. You didn't call her Catherine by any chance, did you?
No. It's Anna.
Anna.
No, I wouldn't go that far now.
it's a lovely story. But the link with her is very good because, and I love the fact that you were there, her special guest, and now she's coming over to be a special guest with you. Now, how are you going to separate Ava Dodd from Catherine Jenkins? Have they got separate rooms? I hope you're not going to make them share a dressing room, but that won't work.
No. They will have separate dressing rooms, but...
Yeah, be very aware.
Ava now, I'm just trying to introduce her to Irish audience, because perhaps she's getting to be very known, but maybe not as much.
Yeah.
So she's only going to stay sort of more in the background, like she does a duet, and then she joins in for
an
ensemble
piece.
She's very,
she's very, very good. And when they see her on stage, people will be blown away by her beautiful voice.
Absolutely.
But you've Catherine doing a number of songs.
She does a lot.
Yeah, and she Christmas when you see her, like mad.
She's doing some of her Christmas arrangements as well as medley. And then what I'm really looking forward to is a duet with Sean. She agreed to do a duet with Sean Costello. which last time I, or the recording I found on YouTube was with Andrea Bocelli, and yes. I think Sean's voice will be absolutely perfect for that. I was thinking, like, will she agree or not? But the answer was yes, so it's going to be wonderful. I can't wait for that.
So you had to bring it up, kind of say, what do you think of this?
Yes.
And is she agreeable? I interviewed her years ago. She was terrific. She was just lovely way about her. I presume she still is.
Oh, she's really.
Doesn't she do a huge amount of work in is it the Far East and China and these places?
I think she's there quite a bit from the conversations.
I'd say you'll be checking that one out with your violin, Freddie Lively. Because that's another world of music.
And we don't realise how much work that there
is.
That's
what I'm coming to.
And even back in sort of mid and late 90s, there were so many orchestras from our part of Europe going to Japan. I was 12 when I went for...
Yeah.
A month along the tour of Japan myself with the Slovak National Theater. I was a boy soprano.
There you go.
And I remember traveling through the whole of Japan all the way across.
But Japan is a huge market.
It's huge. That's what there was 28 performances in 30 days.
Well,
and all massive theaters.
Yeah, well, see, and big business.
Oh, yes.
And big business. Nicky Byrne, late of this parish, Nicky Byrne, and his fine band, Malaysia, Japan,
way bigger than Europe.
You're kind of thinking, what's going on over there? It doesn't occur to you that that market exists.
Yes.
But knowing Vladimir Yablokov, there'll be no doubt you'll be there with the big truck all around all the places. I'd say you will. Listen, it's going to be gorgeous. It's the 15th. Now, tickets are on sale already, I suspect. Just to let people know, it's 3:30 in... the doors open at 3:30, but it's at 4:30. And there's only going to be one of these. There's not going to be...
You're not going elsewhere. No, we're not. We did get offers to go abroad with this, but so far I said...
That'd be very expensive, wouldn't it?
Look, if somebody wanted to take the risk, I'm happy to go. And I got those offers, but so far I just want to keep it exciting for us all.
Yeah.
You know, we might bring it next year to one or two places, but again, I don't want to... make it like, oh, let's go on 15 nights.
Sure.
That might change. Maybe I'll get an offer not to refuse.
Yeah, well, you know. An offer not to refuse. I love it. We better mention, because we should, Kerry Concert Choir.
There's a brilliant choir we're having now.
Yes.
And they're so exciting. Like, we're connecting two choirs. Half of the choir is from Kerry, and the other half is from Dublin. And they're true enthusiasts. They're practicing for the last 3 months already.
This is Kjol, Ina, is it?
Yes, yeah, that's so correct.
They're Dublin, okay.
They're in Dublin, and they're just a bunch of really happy people. And the fact that they're, you know, on the other side of the stage and people can see them, they're like part of the audience for a lot of the tunes as well.
I see. Yeah.
So I know they're going to give it a great buzz, and they even decided to learn all their parts off by heart, which is insane, you know, like, I said, like, okay, I didn't request, but that's brilliant.
People in choirs learning their parts off by heart. That's very hard work.
It is.
That's very hard work.
Oh, in Bratislava Boys Choir, when I was a young girl, amount of time it took to learn the words, and we had to do a lot of in Italian because we were part of Vienna State Opera House as well.
But could you not read it? Like,
no, we had to be always off by heart. Even I remember when we did the Mephisto, there was really hard lines with Riccardo Muti, and
why,
everything had to be.
Why could you not read it? You're only little people, for God's sake.
I don't know.
I always think that this seems terribly harsh. Do you know? Because you see choirs on the telly, you see them, and they're all reading their bits, and it's no one complains.
That could be one of the reasons. When I was 12, I refused to be in the choir anymore. After the tour of I Rebel, that was one of the first times.
I am taking my violin to Grafton Street, enough.
I know, I said, in fact, that's what I did. I refused the tour of Canada and States,
you
and everyone was looking at me like, you can see the world. It's like, I traveled enough. Like, that's, you know, I will stay in the family ensemble, but I'm not, I have to take something away.
But what
I did, when we used to go to Vienna State Opera House, they were not paying really well, and they're known to not pay sort of children enough until now, because it shouldn't be child's labor, I understand it. But back then I was 12, and I said, I'm going to make classical music sustainable, and all these ideas, and people were looking at me, oh, yes, of course you are. But then I've seen people busking on the streets of Vienna, and I looked, I was like, oh, they seem to be making much more than we do.
Yes.
And I said to Anton, he was like 8 years old, and I just turned 13, And we crossed the border. We took the passports. We didn't say anything to parents. And
you're joking.
We just went, and I said to Anton, say Guten Tag. And be confident they will surely think we have parents behind. It was successful. We went through. And I can tell you, we sometimes made more in a day than majority of people did in a month. We came back, it was business. Wow. Anton is laughing about it.
And what did your folks say when you came home?
They were like, Vera, did you really?
Yeah.
But it was so funny because Dad was generally on the road. He was traveling, so we probably did it when he wasn't at home.
Right, yeah.
And Mom, she was just hands, full with another, three younger.
So we disappear for a day.
So we just disappear, she didn't know we were on the in the forest, so we went to Vienna. Full of adventure.
I'll be right back. That's an astonishing story. Stay where you are, will you? Because I'm not forgetting the traffic twice.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone, but like no one.
Now, Orla.
Hello.
Did you get you this time? 9:21, how are you doing? Welcome.
Grant.
So what have you got to finish us off today?
So we're going to start in Dublin, and the M50 southbound is still slow from junction 4 Ballymun to junction 7 Lucan. The Finglas bypass is busy inbound near the Tolka Valley Road turnoff. Elsewhere in Limerick, the Corbally Road is busy starting just before the Clonard turnoff, In Cork, the N40 is still heavy between the Dunkettle Interchange and Junction 8 Douglas. And finally, in Galway, the Tuam Road is slow from the Parkmore Road right up to Bohern the Drav. That's your latest traffic and travel news.
All right, Orla, thanks so much. You'll see you in the morning, or talk to you tomorrow at some stage.
I'll see you in the morning.
All right, I'll talk to you then.
See you later.
See you. We have, I believe, from the great Catherine Jenkins and... what's that chap, Andrea?
Andrea Bocelli.
Bocelli, the very one. But you, Sean Costello, so you'll be all right. Andrea Bocelli coming here next year, by the way. And he's another marvel. I wish you the best. It's lovely to see you in the good form.
Good to see you.
I think it's going to be fabulous. I really do. Christmas spectacular. It says here 150 performers on stage. Before you go, your mum is going to be on.
My mum, my four siblings. So we have sister on the piano, as some of you may know. We have youngest brother conducting, Victor.
Yes.
I have oldest brother leading the second violin, so also doing little solo, and of course Anton. And then my kids, my wife, my their kids, my kids' cousins, and of course my mom.
Of course, but nobody is safe. Everybody gets corralled in when it's your gig.
That's
I think
right.
It's a lovely idea. We remember your dad with fondness too.
Of course.
Today. But just a reminder again, Sunday 15th of December, Vladimir Zvini's Christmas at the Three Arena. And the special guest, amongst all the rest, of course, is Catherine Jenkins. This is her with Andrea Bocelli. Vladimir, keep the faith. And can I say Happy Christmas?
Oh, Happy Christmas.